Hi, this is Sugandhi, Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. We had a joyful manifestation show the last week, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we're following it up with a Good Fortune Show, both of them being sister shows, intending to support each other, intended to support each other, and originally, when I started with these talk shows, with the talk show, actually, one show, the Joyful Manifestation Show, it was happening every 2 weeks. And it started in December of 2017. We added the Good Fortune Show because, every other week was being skipped. And I said, why not have a continuous supply of good fortune energy? And also, it's not just the energy, but it's also about understanding what is actually happening around us. Understanding it. And with understanding comes, well, the ability to have clarity. And then once there is clarity, then once you know what's happening, you can take guided action. Solutions come through from the air, literally. But then, if everybody is kind of grappling around and in the dark, then what happens is there is a kind of a veil over situations, and everybody is just, like I said, grappling around in the dark and not able to find their way into proper solutions. And I'm just going to start with this whole H-1B issue going on in the US right now. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about the energy that is happening. We're going to be neutral about this. The reason is I love the US. I want what's best for them. I love my country too, India. And we want to be neutral about this because if I support any particular group, then, well, the other group's going to get upset. So let's be neutral about it. And we had Laura Loomer go all crazy insulting India and its poverty, so-called poverty. But I'm living here and I'm walking around, driving around, and I see a lot of people being well provided for. Like, in fact, everybody, literally, there's just abundance of food everywhere. So some of what she's saying, well, I would say take it with a pinch of salt. Maybe she heard something, whatever it is. She's having a cause, and her cause is, well, her own group of people being stronger in the US. And I'm going to say I'm going to be neutral about this and say to each one his own, or to each his own, basically saying that every set of people have their own needs and requirements. And I would say that to say that it's completely wrong would be wrong on my part. So I'm going with this. I'm going with this thought that if people want something, they want it for some reasons. So I'm not against that, for sure. But I would like to remind people that this habit of bringing people over to the US to help USA economically, to be in the forefront of things, it's going on for a very, very long time, 17th century. I see here that in late August 1619, people were brought aboard an English ship. This is what I read on Google. And of course, there are people who can probably get better information, but I'm just going with this, that the habit of bringing people over to work in America has been established centuries ago. It took on a different form now, like the H-1B. It's taken on a different form, a better legal form, I would say. And again, I'm not saying this is right or this is wrong, because I'm not going to be the judge of this. I just want to be very neutral here while explaining that This is happening for centuries now. This habit of bringing people over to work. Of course, you know, whether they're paid less, they're working greater hours, that is something the law should take care of. This is not my job. But the energy has been established for a very, very long time. This energy has a life of its own. And it's kind of taken over, I would say. It's kind of taken over. And it's become very, very strong. It's been fed like a fire that's been fed for centuries. And now, suddenly, to go against it and try to go cold turkey and completely cut it up or cut it off is going to be a little bit of a job. Again, I'm not going into who's right and wrong over here. Each country has its own right to establish itself the way it wants to. And somebody sitting outside should not talk about it. Literally, I mean, they can talk about it, but they cannot decide for another country. So I would say it's up to USA to decide for itself how it wants to go about it. But we're bringing up the fact that this is established for centuries. It's a very strong energy that's going on for centuries. And now to suddenly think that they can just cut it out is a bit of a task. That's what I would say. And I'm not saying that, oh, you shouldn't cut it off, or that you should. But it's something that has been fed for centuries. And it's a living thing. It's growing, in fact. It's an existence. So for somebody who sees it from the point of view of energy, then what happens is we become the observer. We see it as a truth, as a fact, something that's happening. It's an energy that's built up. No need to take it personally. It's just something that's been built up for centuries. And so that's why there is an issue when you're trying to, cut it out. There is a bit of a resistance and issue going on. And people are for it, people are against it. Now, coming to the fact of American culture and what Vivek Ramaswamy said about the American culture and it not breeding proper engineers. I would like to say that I love American culture personally. I'm from Las Vegas, so I love Las Vegas and I love American culture personally. That's what my take is. But I'm sure there's a grain of truth in what any one of these, people who have thought about it, who have given some thought to it, and I think he's coming more from an intellectual point of view that, okay, this is what has happened, and that's why there is this issue going on. I don't think he's a victim of anything. I don't think that he's coming from that place because he's done exceedingly well for himself. It's more of a intellectual observation. And of course, for those who want to take it seriously, and I would say you don't have to go up against it as a country, but for each person over there, no matter what their skin color, if they take it personally and they say, I mean, personally in the sense that, oh, you know what, this works. I really need to study harder or I really need to work harder to get to where I need to be, then yes, they can take it personally. Personally, now when I'm saying personally, as in for themselves to get to where they want to go rather than get insulted by it. But my personal opinion, this is mine. I love American culture. I love it personally. This is now, and I'm using the word personally, for me, I love American culture. I think everybody's really nice, and I've had a very, very good time, and it's been exceedingly good to me personally, again, the word personally. And so you cannot take an Indian solution and apply it to America just, across the board. And Indians are different, Americans are different, and in India, there are different groups of people. Not everybody becomes engineers. You have farmers, you have people who are into construction. I mean, I'm talking of the people who put money into construction, not the engineers who actually build it. There are people who are into the film industry. You know about Bollywood and the Tamil movie industry. It's very, very strong. So not everybody's an engineer here, and everybody, whether educated or not, ultimately finds their way to being successful. And Like I said, everybody doesn't have to be an engineer to be successful. And so we cannot apply one solution across the board. And I love American culture. I love American people. I love how they are. I love their sitcoms. And, so one solution cannot be applied for everybody. But if everybody, if somebody, one person, any individual wants to take this seriously to heart, what Vivek Ramaswamy said, and say, okay, you know what, I need to focus a bit more on my studies, I need to do this for myself, then yes, they can take it as an individual, as a, oh, this is good for me, I'm going to take it. It's just like somebody saying, if you want to be fit, go to the gym, work out. Now, it doesn't mean whole of America needs to work out. Cannot apply it across the board, but for each person who wants to take it for themselves, oh, if I go to the gym, it's going to help me. Oh, if I focus more on my studies, it's going to help me. So each person takes it individually for themselves and not as a group. Then, there's going to be very, very little of these issues going on, this group versus that group. And regarding H-1B, I would leave it to each country to decide, to USA, to decide what it needs for itself, what is good for itself. And everybody can just take things for, okay, if I want to be an engineer, if this is my goal, if I need to study more, if I need to watch more programs that encourage people to be more intellectual or study more, then I'm going to do that. But take it individually and not as a group. And each person gets to decide for himself or herself what she wants to be. And it's completely okay to have different careers and to be a radio talk show host, to be an author, to go into cooking, to be a YouTuber, to be a person who's very interested in sports and somebody who's interested in painting, and it's all the different colors, all the different flowers that makes up a garden, correct? We cannot just have one particular flower type. So that's my take. The fact is that a huge energy has been built up from many centuries. It's happening for a lot of time. And so then to break down that energy and to reconstruct something, some other formula, is going to take a little bit of a time. Again, I'm saying that this is up to each government to decide for itself how it wants to be. And there are a lot of opportunities in India. If engineers are not being exported abroad, they can stay home and they can work for their country. Why not, correct? So again, I leave it to each government to decide. But these are huge energies that is happening for centuries. And so to suddenly decide, okay, you know what, I want to change the whole path of it's going to take a little bit of work. And instead of, fighting with each other, it's better to work together and arrive at solutions that could make everybody happy about this. But again, my point of view is I love American culture. I love who they are. And I love what they've done with their country. It's amazing. Everybody doesn't have to be an engineer. Everybody can find their own path. And they can do what they need to do to make themselves successful in life. You have a lot of actors, actresses, singers, dancers, entertainment, people in entertainment, people in art, people cooking, people having restaurants. So many things that people can do, people who are into catering, people who are into real estate. So there is a spread of talent, and God did not make people that in such a way that everybody does the same thing. Like, you know how there are ants, a whole bunch of ants, and they carry things for their leader, worker ants. Life is not supposed to be about that. It is supposed to be about joy And it's supposed to be about enjoying what you do and having a career that suits one's personality and inner vibration and who we are inside. And not everybody is made to be an engineer. And if people want to be engineers, then yes, of course, they can do whatever is needed to become one. But it's not something where, oh, I need to be exactly like this, and I need to be a worker bee and perform for my leader and work for my leader. No, everybody is a leader in his or her own right. Everybody is a leader in his or her own right and can decide for himself slash herself what he or she wants to do in life. And people are not intended to be worker bees, serving their leader. And by that I mean huge amounts of people doing the same thing so that there is a leader. I'm not talking the leader of the country exactly, but whoever their leader is. Oh, I need to be a worker bee so that this particular leader gets served. No, everybody has freedom, independence of thoughts, and I would say the sanction, approval, permission from God and from his or her own inner self to be whoever he or she wants to be. And that is what would bring a person joy. Ultimately, it is about joy. Of course, it is about productive joy, but being productive for oneself. Being productive for oneself. There are so many people who, and I'm all for education. I'm all for education. But it's not an education where everybody has to be the same. It's also where people discover themselves and who they want to be. So there are people who do their master's, who do their PhD. In fact, I met one such person. She did her law, she did her master's, she even did a PhD, and then she gave it all up because she did not want to be in a corporate setup. She decided to start something that appeals to herself, that appeals to her. She decided to go into something creative. So, every person is a flower and can bloom the way he or she wants to bloom. And after all of that education, if something comes up, where a person says, okay, I need to do something different. Maybe I want to start a boutique. Is that a crime? That's not a crime. So, after all of this basic education of her basic law degree and master's and PhD, this lady, after a few years or several years in a corporation setup, decided, I'm done. I'm going into something else. So you see, what happens is a person comes out of the worker bee or the worker ant frame of mind, and they come into exploring himself, herself. They come into that place where he or she decides, I want to bloom, and I want to become who I was always meant to be. And by this, I'm not talking about it in a fateful manner or this is your fate and destiny, but something where a person might think about what he or she likes to do and then goes venturing out into something that would delight them. And so that's why I'm saying that in everything there is a balance. And we can't say, oh, you know what? because there is a dearth of engineers, now I need to be an engineer. No, that's the worker ant or a worker bee frame of mind. Each person has to decide what he or she wants to be by exploring the world, by exploring the opportunities, by exploring within who one wants to be. But again, if somebody has created an energy that is prevalent, that is happening for a period of time, it's harder to break down that energy. So from good fortune, I would say, the point of view of good fortune, I would say, and here we are going to be very, very, I'm coming from a point of observation and not a judge. And I would say, well, there is good fortune for the people who get H-1Bs, and whether they're paid lesser and whether they may work more hours, the fact is, it's something that they want. That's why they're doing it. Nobody's going to do something they don't want to do. So it's good fortune for them. And this good fortune has been built up for this category of people, the H-1Bs, for a very, very long time. It's good fortune for them. It may not be good fortune for somebody else. But to go against a good fortune energy that has already been built up for a group of people over years and years, because of their hard work, because of their diligence, because of their studies, that's going to be a task. You can't take away the good fortune that one group has built up for itself. Well, people can always do what they want to do, but it's already a good fortune energy that is happening for the H-1B people for a period of time. It's something that is built up. It's an existence. It's alive. And so that energy is working for itself. Remember, I said that once you build up an energy, it kind of works for itself. It becomes powerful and strong, and it works for itself. So that is good fortune for them, and they have built it up for themselves. And when you want to poke holes into it, it's going to take a little bit of an effort. I'm not going to say, oh, you don't try to poke holes, or not defending the H-1Bs, not saying you shouldn't poke holes. I'm just coming from a point of observation that all of this energy has been built up. Everything has been built up for centuries. Not the H-1Bs exactly, that's a few decades maybe, but this thing of bringing people into USA to work over there. And so people have to take this very, very carefully because you're basically working with very, very strong energies that has been in existence for some time. But what a good fortuner could do and what a joyful manifester could do is don't get involved in this whole thing. Better not to get involved. Let the people who want to fight it out between themselves. What the joyful manifestors can do and what the good fortuners can do is if you have your personal good luck with you, if you have your personal joyful manifestation energy working for you, you can get any job that you want. Because you're beyond all of this political stuff that is happening. You're beyond it. You're above and you're beyond. And there is another energy that is working, which is the joyful manifestation energy, which is going to get you what you want. So, for an engineer who feels that, now we're going back to engineers, since that is the thing in discussion, topic in discussion. For an engineer who feels he's put in hard work, has done everything, whether he's put in hard work or not, but he has his degree, and he wants a job, my advice is don't get into this whole fight that's happening about the H-1Bs. Have your own good fortune bubble. Have your own joyful manifestation bubble. Let that get you the job you want. Don't get into this whole mass consciousness happening where people are being political about this and slinging insults. Don't just get into it. Don't feel that you're controlled by anything that anybody else says. Oh, people have watched too many sitcoms of Friends, and so that's why you don't have a job. No, you get into your own bubble. Get into the joyful manifestation energy. Have your own energy that supports you, works for you, gets you the job that you want. A person who's in joyful manifestation energy, a person who's in good fortune energy, cannot be controlled by what is happening to other people who are in that particular pocket of mass consciousness. And a person who's in joyful manifestation energy and good fortune energy can watch all the Friends reruns, can watch it all. I'm not saying watch it because it's person's personal choice. I'm saying that just by watching Friends for centuries, for decades, it's not going to take away somebody's personal luck to get something. So just go beyond all of this. Get into the joyful manifestation energy. Have your personal good fortune bring you the best juicy jobs in any industry that you choose for yourself. We're getting into our midway time and going to take a couple of minutes break, listen to some instrumental music. I'm hoping you're going to be there when I come back. So don't go away, hold on tight. On the IR for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. So there are two approaches here. One is if somebody wants to be an engineer, work really hard. It could be engineering, it could be medicine, it could be law. And if somebody wants to go down that path and become really successful and they want to say, okay, you know what, let me follow Vivek Ramaswamy's advice and do things this particular way, work hard, watch the right programs, work hard, basically, and study well and be serious about any future career. Sure, they can do that. It's great, but they need to take it individually. So each person decides for himself or herself whether he or she wants to follow Vivek Ramaswamy's advice and use it for their personal improvement. However, just because somebody has not applied that and somehow has gotten the right degrees, it doesn't mean that they are not going to get a great job, because they don't have to be controlled by mass consciousness. They can have their personal good fortune genie work for them. They can go beyond this, rise to a higher level, and know that the universe is here to serve you, that the universe will bring you what you want. You don't have to be tied in. Fictitious Jane doesn't have to be controlled by what is happening to everybody else. She can use her good fortune genie. She can use the joyful manifestation energy and ask it to bring to her the best selection of jobs that she would love to have offered to her. Because she has her own personal good fortune going for her, not controlled by other people. So this is where a person has his individual mind work for him. This is where a person knows who he is, who she is, and knows that I can be extremely successful in any career that I choose. There are people who got despondent from not getting the jobs that they want, and they entered this whole argument going on right now. But come out of that argument and know that you're a divine child of God, and you are God yourself within, and you just have to ask the universe to bring you what you want on a silver plate, a gold one. It doesn't matter. You can get whatever you want. And that is what we want to bring to people here in today's Good Fortune Show, that, okay, there is truth in what everybody says. There's truth on this side. You know, there's truth with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. There is also truth on the other side. There is truth going on. You're not saying everybody's wrong. So there's some truth here, there's some truth there. But not to get caught in that and to rise above it. You can use the good advice given by some people, always. Why not? I mean, good advice is great. It'll help. So if somebody says, you know, you go to the gym, you're going to be fitter. Sure, apply it individually to oneself. But also know that beyond all of this, there is this amazing energy where in this particular reality, I would say, there are things that are happening, which is not in the very practical place, but it's in a magical place. Magic. So magic is when you see a peacock fly across a highway when you're driving. Magic is when you've asked for something and then it is manifested and it just happens. And so manifestation is about the appearance of things. It just appears out of nowhere. It's not logical in that a person could be completely uneducated, and get a fantastic opportunity. Because this is the place of magic. They're not saying, don't get educated. We don't want to go into that whole thing. No, everybody, it's good, right, to be educated. But I'm saying that one is not controlled, or one's personal opportunities are not controlled by only what the world says, by only the constructs and programs put into place by this world. There is a level beyond this where magic happens.
So people who don't fall into the mass consciousness can create their own reality, can be as successful as they want to. Different job opportunities will be brought as per one's talents and skills by this universe. When we are in the right energy, the joyful manifestation energy will fetch for you whatever it is that you want. Better to have your own world where wonderful things happen for you. And you can vouch for yourself and the people who support you and the people who also live like you and say, you know what? I'm not controlled by all of this politics. I live in my own reality. I'm given whatever I ask for by the universe. And there is a good fortune energy that is working only for you. For people who have seen this particular, it's a little video that came out years ago when the Law of Attraction books first came out. I'm talking about the whole Abraham Hicks series of books and even the movie The Secret. And there's a little video that I loved myself because I love the music and I love where there's this genie and this person is asking this genie for something. The genie says, whatever you want. I don't remember the exact words, but it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful that there is this set of people who want to bring to the people of this world information on how magical this world is. And so this reality exists where a bunch of us are trying to tell people, look, you're not controlled. You're not controlled by the leaders. You're not controlled. And we're not talking of presidents and prime ministers. We're not talking about them. We're talking of people who basically, you know, this worker bee, worker ant thingy. And, you know, good luck to them if this is what they want to create, sure. But for the people who are in joyful manifestation energy and good fortune energy, who know that something like the law of attraction does exist, and who can get the law of attraction working for them. And when you see such a video where there's a genie says, ask and I shall give. Ask and you shall receive. Ask and I will bring it to you. Just ask. So let's all get into this habit of asking. But we ask the right people. We don't go and ask fellow humans. We ask the right people. We ask God. We ask the universe. We ask the magical powers. We do all our asking on another level. And then this magical power will use people as instruments. And I'm not using the word use in a bad way, but okay, we'll give this task to humans to give you the opportunity that you want. So when we ask the right energy for what we want, we will get it. We shall receive. We are not, nobody's dependent on, you know how they say, oh, I went and I banged my head against this door and I banged my fists on this door and this door did not open. I asked so many people, nobody was willing to help me. No, you asked the right person. Ask the right being, ask the joyful manifestation energy and the good fortune energy and God and the universe to bring you what you want. And then this energy will either bring it to you directly or will use people to give it to you. But then the difference is they control the people. This particular energy will use some good-natured souls. And you know, this particular higher energy has connections to some very nice people in this world. It does. And it will use those people to give you what you want. Instead of going and asking the wrong people and getting disappointed, then being controlled by mass consciousness and what everybody else says we should do in order to succeed. No, we go ask the right person. We ask God. It's like going to church and asking Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ would then have, I'm just giving an example. Everybody can use it for their own religion or spiritual belief. So let's say there is a Christian and he wants to ask Jesus Christ instead of going and banging on all kinds of human doors. And he says, "Dear Lord, please give me this. I would love to have this." And Jesus Christ would have connections to some other people on this planet, maybe in your own neighborhood. Or he might enter the dreams, or he might enter the mind of some of the people, very people who were resistant before. You know how they do it, they know how they do it, correct? We don't tell them how to do their job, right? So either a new set of people or the same people, he visits them in the dreams, or he breaks through their resistances and he says, "Give this person this job." And so magically, now this person has the job that he's always wanted. So he goes to the right people. And when I say people, I mean the right energy system. He asks, like the genie, he asks the genie, "Please bring me this, please bring me that, please do this for me, please do that for me." It's kind of like a shortcut. Instead of banging on the doors of people who are already resistant, who are already controlled by mass consciousness and their own belief systems, and to not get despondent. Remember the emotional guidance scale that we were talking about in the Joyful Manifestation show last week? Despondency, powerlessness, where a person feels this cannot happen for me, this won't happen for me. And they feel completely, completely helpless. Helplessness, that's another one. And so, right about that, how does a person get the same answer of rejection again and again? If you keep banging on the same doors. There are cases where, when a person bangs enough, a person's really impressed and he says, "Oh, I like this person's persistency, let me give it to them." Sure, there are cases like that. So if you want to try that, sure. But the main thing would be to ask the right energy. And the right energy would take away so much of the hardship and the frustration. And the right energy would make all of this happen in a very, very nice way, because it would make use of the right people and contacts to give you what you want. And this is basically when somebody is invoking their good fortuneness, when they're invoking something that they've been born with, and that is their inner richness and their inner wealth and their inner, "Oh, I'm so good at this. I'm so good at this." So another thing is, why believe that you're not good at something? And if you bring into your energy, into your aura, this feeling that "I'm really good, I'm really good, I'm really good," then this energy of being extremely good gets infused into the air. And a person can then take that with them when they go for interviews. This feeling of confidence, this feeling of "I'm really worthy of this," all of this is really, really going to help. But even better than that, even better than all of this, is asking the right energy for what you want. It's a very direct approach. It's like building a bridge over troubled waters. That song, Simon and Garfunkel. Well, if this is what they meant, I'm not sure. But building a bridge and driving on that bridge, having a very easy journey. And when one goes across on this bridge, it's almost like this bridge was built by the divine, to take you to places. It's like when someone sees a lot of traffic on the ground and all the roadways, all the roads are blocked because of this enormous traffic. But they decide to take a helicopter instead. I'm not going to fight this traffic. I'm not going to be stuck in this, but I'm taking a helicopter. And I'm traveling the easy way. So getting used to traveling the easy way, that's the work you need to really do. A lot of people are used to banging on doors that take a long time to open, if they ever do open. But instead of that, take this helicopter, the super luxury helicopter that the divine has provided. Take that instead and get used to doing things the easy way. Easy, easy, easy. That should be the, I think, mantra. The formula, the mantra, the program. That should be the program. And, you know, there's nothing wrong in doing things in an easy way. There is this button that's available, which I had once ordered off Amazon or maybe Office Depot or something like that. It says every time, it's a very large red button, and if you press on it, it says, that was easy. That's how it says, that was easy. That was easy. So after doing every small thing, if you press that button, it says, that was easy. That was easy. That was easy. And so this feeling that things are easy for us, if we're in the right energy, we just have to get into the right energy. And then we're not going to be controlled by what others say. We get things done in a very easy way. And easy doesn't mean lazy. Easy means we're in good fortune, we are in good fortune, and things get done magically for us by the divine energy that exists just to make my life happy. So that's what easy means. And it doesn't take away somebody's self-worth, or you didn't study enough, you didn't do this enough, you didn't follow the rules. Of course, people are always welcome to take good advice and use it for themselves, correct? However, one doesn't have to be controlled by all of this. And all one needs is that was easy button that we can press every time, that a person can press every time that they feel, you know, life is easy. I get things easily. I get things done easily. It's not a struggle. It's easy for me to do it. This is something where a person understands that he or she is not controlled by what others do, what happens to other people, what paths they follow, but that one has an individual happy karma to get things easily. So if you take it to love, we can say, okay, so maybe there are some other people who have issues in love, but it happens easily for me. So a couple of affirmations. Life happens easily for me. Life happens easily for me. Love happens easily for me. Love happens easily for me. Money flows to me easily. Money flows to me easily. I get the job that I want. I get the job that I want. I always get the job that I want. I always get the job that I want. I get the clients that I want. I get the clients that I want. I always get the clients that I want. I always get the clients that I want. I get things to happen easily for me. I get things to happen easily for me. Everything happens easily for me. Everything happens easily for me. I have my own good fortune energy.
I have my own good fortune energy. I have my own joyful manifestation energy. I have my own joyful manifestation energy. And I am rich. I am beautiful. I have my soulmate with me. I have everything that I always wanted and that I want happen for me easily. So if we take this and we say, you know, I'm just going to look down at the people, I'm not saying look down at the people in a bad way with an attitude, but I'm saying we're in our helicopter, special helicopter, it's been provided for us. We're taking the easy route, and as some people say, route. We take the easy route over all of this tough traffic, and you know, they're kind of having it out with each other. But I'm flying in my special aeroplane, I'm flying in my special helicopter, I'm going on the special bridge that has been built for me. I do not want to get involved in all of this that is happening down below. And I'm going to make sure that my life happens easily for me because I believe in it. I believe in my good luck. I believe in my good fortune. I believe that things happen easily for me. So the whole thing is about getting out of the whole life fight, life issues that everybody else is fighting on ground level. And taking the easy route above all of this, a direct easy route, and you can do this just by asking the universe or God or whatever it is that you believe in, your inner self, your great spirit, the joyful manifestation energy, the good fortune energy, just ask and you shall receive. We are going to be meeting again, of course, next week. Next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Until then, I want you to always press upon the easy button. That was easy. That was easy. That was easy. And notice that, oh my God, all of this amazingness is just waiting for me to get into. And this is Sugandhi Iyer. We're approaching the end of the show. I'm going to be signing off today. And we will be meeting again for the Joyful Manifestation Show next week. Until then, I'm wishing you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day.